This is Toby Sumter with your Cross Politic Daily News Brief for Tuesday, November 10th, 2020. Today you'll hear about, you guessed it, more on the election results, Trump's new defense secretary, Fox News is censoring the president's press secretary, Parler is making a bid to pass up Twitter, and Washington, D.C. mayor awards herself an exemption to her own rules. Why not? Remember, if you come across a news story you think we might need to cover, please send it to news@crosspolitic.com. This is a great way to share articles and stories with us that may end up in our daily or weekly shows, news@crosspolitic.com. A data scientist looks at the voting data. An anonymous data scientist and another anonymous individual, incidentally, that means they can't actually be witnesses, but they wrote a script to scrape the national ballot counting time series data. National ballot counting time series data. Yeah, it's real. Off the New York Times website. They argue that by looking at the time series logs of the ballot counting process for the entire country, certain patterns emerge as normal, which in turn seem to suggest certain anomalies, particularly in the states, surprise, where fraud allegations have been raised. You can catch this. It's in a Twitter thread on Twitter. The link is in the show notes. The pattern that emerges is an almost constant ratio of Biden to Trump votes in terms of how often they're coming in on a time log. The authors argue that this pattern holds in most states because ballots are randomly mixed together like a deck of cards. The initial voting log is very noisy and has great variation because it represents in-person voting, and in-person voting happens across different geographic areas that have different political alignments. And so it makes sense that on the initial day, the initial punch of votes are all over the map. It's a noisy pattern, and you can have clumps. That makes sense because in a certain geographical area, community, you might have a clump for Trump, a clump for Biden, and so on. But the noisy pattern is followed by very homogeneous reporting because it represents mail-in ballot reporting. Again, the mail-in ballots tend to be more uniformly mixed because the post office acts like a card shuffler. In most states, the pattern holds with just a slight drift to Republican votes, and the authors of the Twitter thread argue this is because more rural areas tend more Republican, and it simply takes longer for the more rural mail to get to the vote counting centers. So fairly homogenous, evenly dispersed, because it's like, you know, it's been mixed together like a card shuffler, with a slight trend toward Republican because rural areas are coming in later. Interestingly, there are exceptions to this norm, and ta-da, they map with the states where some people are claiming there has been significant fraud. So, for example, in Wisconsin, the pattern holds fairly steady in their vote counting log until 3 a.m. What happened at 3 a.m. in Wisconsin? Actually, we know. It was well documented that a fresh batch of 169,000 absentee ballots arrived at the vote counting center. By 4 a.m., the Democrat to Republican ratio log is all out of whack. But they have an entirely different pattern than the rest of the counting. The authors say this is because additional ballots were added to this batch or through some kind of tampering. The pattern is different. It jumps, and then it's just different starting around 4 a.m. It would also seem that if all the ballots came from a particular neighborhood or city without being mixed in the mail, that might also account for it. But I'm not sure exactly how ballots were being gathered. It might still seem strange. That's just me. The Twitter thread continues, pointing out that Pennsylvania follows the national pattern, slowly drifting Republican as rural votes come in, as would be expected. And then inexplicably, it begins trending increasingly Democrat late in the recording process. The same thing seems to happen in Georgia, increasing fractions of Democrat ballots over time, even though it defies logic. This is from the Twitter thread. Michigan has similar anomalies, with the Wisconsin-like strangeness together with the Pennsylvania-Georgia weirdness. Those are the author's words, not mine. The authors note that Virginia is the only state in the union with even more anomalies, yet it has not had accusations of voter fraud yet. The authors suggest that this may be the one exception that actually proves the rule, but regardless, they believe these statistical anomalies suggest evidence of ballot backdating or voter software tampering. Attorney General William Barr authorized the Department of Justice to prove substantial allegations of voting irregularities on Monday. So there you go. It's in the works. Trump fires Defense Secretary and replaces him. As many had expected, President Donald Trump on Monday said in a tweet that he had fired Defense Secretary Mark Esper. It's just fantastic that he does it in a tweet. I am pleased to announce that Christopher C. Miller, the highly respected director of the National Counterterrorism Center, unanimously confirmed by the Senate, will be acting Secretary of Defense effective immediately. Chris will do a, all caps, great job. Mark Esper has been terminated. I would like to thank him for his service, Trump tweeted. He's been terminated. I don't know. It's fairly just straightforward there. According to CNN, Miller, who will step into Esper's shoes, has been a driving force behind some of Trump's policies targeting Iran and its proxy group Hezbollah, as well as counterterrorism efforts linked to the wars in Syria and Iraq, prior to heading to the NCTC, National Counterterrorism Center. Miller was director of counterterrorism at the National Security Council. An Iowa native and retired U.S. Army officer, Miller has also served as a deputy assistant secretary of defense. Miller was seen arriving at the Pentagon Monday afternoon and soon after met with Milley and other top staff for critical briefings on issues such as the nuclear codes and military operations around the world. Miller told officials to not expect significant changes at this time, the official said. A senior administration officer told CNN's Jake Tapper that Esper disagreed with Trump on Afghanistan. While Esper does support getting the U.S. out of Afghanistan as a goal, he does not believe conditions are appropriate for withdrawal of all U.S. service members, as the president may be preparing to do. Some close to Esper wonder if Trump fired him on Monday so he can soon pull troops out of the country without prompting public opposition and a resignation from his Secretary of Defense. According to ABC, Trump was particularly displeased that Esper had opposed using active duty military under the Insurrection Act to deal with the George Floyd protests back in June. Miller arrived at the Pentagon exactly 1 hour after the president tweeted that Esper had been fired. According to a senior defense official, Miller's guidance to senior staff was to continue the DOD's mission with no significant changes at this time. The official stressed that the chain of command within the Department of Defense has never broken because it all happened immediately. According to CNN, Trump also publicly lambasted Pentagon leadership in September, accusing them of seeking to fight wars in order to boost the profits of defense contractors. Interesting. Esper, angry, had called White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows to complain, according to defense officials. Meadows soon afterward appeared on television and perhaps attempted to walk back Trump's comments, saying his broadside against the Pentagon's leaders had not been directed at anyone in particular. Esper and Trump also differed over the highly charged issue of whether to rename military bases that honor Confederate generals. Esper supported consideration of the renaming. The president refused to accept the idea. The Senate voted 90-8 in July 2019 to confirm Esper, making him Trump's second Senate-confirmed Secretary of Defense. He followed James Mattis, who had resigned in December 2018 over Trump's decision to retreat from Syria amid the fight with ISIS, abandoning Kurdish allies and pulling U.S. troops out of the war-torn country. Well, I mean, CNN makes it sound like that was bad. I don't know. Maybe that was just the best thing for us to get out of Dodge. A reminder that all the talks from this year's Fight Laugh Feast Conference, Weapons for This War, are up in the club member portal. If you're not already a club member, what's wrong with you people? Go to FightLaughFeast.com, register today, get access to all the talks from Doug Wilson, George Grant, David Bonson, Jeff Durbin, Glenn Sunshine, and more. Also, if you want to rock your Fight Laugh Feast bona fides, visit RowdyChristian.com. That's RowdyChristian.com for shirts, hats, hoodies, beanies, post-meal coffee, and more. Also, did you hear we started a new magazine? 4 issues a year for $40. Go to FLFnetwork.com, click on product, and then find that magazine subscription. Subscribe yourself, your friends, your enemies, your pastor, everybody. Dr. Todaro, well, you know, I don't know, I call him Todaro. Todaro on Twitter points out, remember when the experts said that masks were the key to stopping the spread of coronavirus and bringing transmission down to South Korea and Japan levels? Well, despite mask mandates for many months, most of Europe has now entered second lockdowns. That's just your friendly reminder that masks don't work. Just do the math. I mean, just follow the trends, follow the charts. Where the mask mandates have happened, people still end up in lockdowns. People still end up with spikes. Masks don't work. Masks don't work. Fox News is now censoring Trump, or at least his press secretary. They did it at a Trump press conference on Monday.
What's been going on in some states, notably Pennsylvania, with the vote count. Let's listen in.
One party in America that opposes verifying signatures, citizenship, residency, eligibility. There is only one party in America trying to keep observers out of the count room. And that party, my friends, is the Democrat Party. You don't take these positions because you want an honest election. You don't oppose an audit of the vote because you want an accurate count. You don't oppose our efforts at sunlight and transparency because you have nothing to hide. You take these positions because you are welcoming fraud and you are welcoming illegal voting. Our position is clear. We want to protect the franchise of the American people. We want an honest, accurate, lawful count. We want maximum sunlight. We want maximum transparency. We want every legal vote to be counted, and we want every illegal vote to
be... I just think we have to be very clear. She's charging, the other side is welcoming fraud and welcoming illegal voting. Unless she has more details to back that up, I can't in good countenance continue showing you this. I want to make sure that maybe they do have something to back that up, but that's an explosive charge to make, that the other side is effectively rigging and cheating. If she does bring proof of that, of course, we'll take you back. So far, she has started saying right at the outset, welcoming fraud, welcoming illegal voting. Not so fast. We'll have more after this.
Not so fast. Not so fast. Thanks, Neil Cavuto. That was the Fox host, Neil Cavuto. Thanks for being our dad. Thanks for not letting us watch things that might not be true. Thanks, Fox News, for censoring the presidential press conference. Jeepers. Parler explodes, maybe completely unrelated to Fox News going hard left. I don't know. Meanwhile, Parler exploded over the weekend. Mark Levin and numerous other conservatives announced they were opening accounts on the owner Dan Bongino's Parler social media service, and the service topped the free app charts over the weekend, adding thousands of users per minute. Some reported problems registering and a slowdown of the app, kind of glitchy, as its servers attempted to deal with the influx. Parler founder John Matza, said the app had added 2 million new users in a day and increased its daily active users fourfold over the weekend. Texas Senator Ted Cruz boasts 2.6 million followers on Parler, while Fox News hosts Mark Levin and Sean Hannity each have more than 2 million themselves. Newsmax, conservative-leaning news outlet, also crept near the top of the charts at the same time over the weekend. Named after the French verb to speak, the app has very similar functions to Twitter. Posts can be replied to with comments, echoed in a similar way to retweeting, and upvoted instead of liked. Parler says it keeps bans to an absolute minimum and does not fact-check posts. Parler does, however, ban some things, including pornography, threats of violence, and support for terrorism. On Facebook, multiple events and groups with thousands of members are encouraging a mass exit from Facebook to Parler on Friday, November 13th. The planned exodus has been mocked by left-leaning Twitter users as an escape to a, quote, safe space, devoid of challenge or criticism. We shall see. Washington, D.C. mayor claims Biden's celebration was essential travel. And just like that, COVID-19's gone. It's just gone, you know. Biden is projected winner, so you can't get COVID-19 anymore. Pictures surfaced over the weekend of D.C. Mayor Bowser and staff celebrating a Biden victory in Wilmington, Delaware on Saturday. Delaware is on the mayor, this is Mayor Bowser's, list of high-risk states which require quarantine after returning. Except unless, if you read in the fine print, it says except for Mayor Bowser. Her staff said this travel was exempted from the mayoral mandate because it falls under, quote, essential travel. So if it's essential travel, just like there is essential jobs and essential people, then you can't get COVID and you can't spread it. Ta-da. And COVID-19 pays homage to all the kings and queens doing their special essential things, while the rest of us peons, us non-essential people, must bow and scrape before their royal Thrones. This is Toby Sumter with Cross Politic News. Remember to send us stories and articles you think we should cover to news@crosspolitic.com. You can find this and all our shows at crosspolitic.com or on our app, which you can download at your favorite app store. Just search Fight, Laugh, Feast. Well, you know, as long as Apple doesn't kick us out of the app store. I mean, you know, until they find out what we're saying on these shows. So you should support Rowdy Christian Media. Allow us to build our own platform. Allow us to grow, expand, become a Fight, Laugh, Feast club member. That's how you can support us. That's how you can support alternative Christian media. And you get your very own Fight, Laugh, Feast t-shirt, access to all the talks at our first annual Fight, Laugh, Feast conference, as well as great talks that we've had behind the scenes, you know, sort of just in-house, sort of just hang time with, like, Gary DeMar, God and Government, and Eschatology, and Pastors and Politics with Pastor Doug Wilson, as well as, like, Parenting Basics with Pastor Wilson and his wife, as well as our very own Worldview Shotgun series, where we're trying to explain the biblical crack we've been smoking at Cross Politic. Become a member now at FightLaughFeast.com. Have a great day.